Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy? And looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts. Before Miami was the hotspot it is today, it was a terrible place to look like us. White supremacy kept our people from the palm tree-lined beaches and Art Deco rooftops. But we didn't care. This place was our secret escape from it all. This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Hampton House was where we found refuge from the glaring white world outside its doors. What was this place, and why was it known as the jewel of Black Miami? During the peak of the Jim Crow era, our people often had to choose between rest and safety because hotels routinely denied us stays. Hampton House was a whole other world, a Black Mecca, where we could unclench our jaws, drop our shoulders, and forget about white foolishness, even if just for a few nights. And everyone was there. After Muhammad Ali won the World Heavyweight Championship, he retreated to Malcolm X's suite to celebrate with his people. And Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech? He practiced it at the Hampton House before his legendary oration at the March on Washington. Hampton House was crucial to the well-being of our people. Unlike many once popular havens, Hampton House is still standing as a nonprofit cultural center today. Places unabashedly filled with Black joy and the comforts of our community are still necessary as we continue to be targeted by bias, discrimination, and the effects of historical trauma. Despite progress in our liberation struggle, Black-only spaces will always be crucial. We should continue cultivating these spaces. We deserve places where we can just be in all our beautiful Black glory. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. Show your support by sharing this episode on your social media and join us in amplifying stories we all deserve to know.